Walk into any store and notice how certain brands make you feel something. You'll pay extra for that Starbucks coffee when cheaper options sit nearby. You'll defend your iPhone choice with the passion usually reserved for sports teams. Meanwhile, countless other brands blur together in forgettable sameness. This divide isn't accidental. It's the result of strategic brand building that transforms products into relationships. When Warren Buffett evaluates companies, he looks beyond quarterly earnings to something harder to quantify: brand power. Steve Jobs understood this intuitively, rebuilding Apple not around better computers, but around a better brand identity. Most people assume brand strength comes from superior products. Better quality wins, right? Not exactly. Quality matters, but it's merely the foundation. Consider Kodak's century-long dominance. Their cameras weren't always technologically superior, yet they owned the photography market through something deeper, a comprehensive system that created emotional connections around capturing family memories. The difference between brands that command loyalty and those that compete solely on price comes down to understanding a fundamental truth. Strong brands aren't built on products alone. They're built on meaning, personality, and multidimensional relationships that transcend the functional benefits of what they sell. Brand strength operates through four interconnected assets. Brand awareness creates familiarity that breeds trust. Perceived quality drives purchasing decisions and justifies premium pricing. Loyalty reduces marketing costs while providing retailer leverage. Brand associations, the mental connections people make, help customers process information quickly and differentiate offerings. Brands operate across four dimensions simultaneously. As products, they deliver functional benefits. Nike shoes provide athletic performance. As organizations, they embody values. Nike represents innovation and social consciousness. As personalities, they express human characteristics. Nike projects determination. As symbols, they communicate instantly. That swoosh needs no explanation. This explains why people tattoo Harley-Davidson logos on their bodies. They're expressing identity, not celebrating engineering. Most companies confuse brand image with brand identity. Image reflects how customers currently perceive you, backward-looking, shaped by past actions. Identity represents who you aspire to be, forward-looking, strategic, deliberately constructed. Core identity captures your timeless essence. Extended identity adds texture. Saturn's no-haggle pricing reinforced their core commitment to quality and respectful customer treatment. McDonald's demonstrates organizing elements into coherent groupings: kids, fun, family, Ronald McDonald, Happy Meals, social responsibility, Ronald McDonald House, and functional reliability, consistent service, value. The golden arches tie everything together. When properly developed, identity provides direction for every brand-building activity. Successful brands exhibit distinct personalities across five dimensions: sincerity, Campbell's, Hallmark; excitement, Porsche, Absolute; competence, IBM, CNN; sophistication, Lexus, Mercedes; and ruggedness, Levi's, Marlboro. These personalities create value through three mechanisms. First, they enable self-expression. Buying a Harley-Davidson expresses freedom and rebellious spirit. Second, they form relationship foundations. Saturn built success on respect and friendship rather than adversarial car dealer dynamics. Third, personality communicates functional benefits memorably. The enthusiastic Michelin man suggests strength better than technical specifications. As technology commoditizes products, organizational values offer powerful differentiation. The Body Shop revolutionized cosmetics by rejecting industry conventions. Simple packaging, refillable bottles, no animal testing, and educational sales approaches. Ben & Jerry's gives 7.5% of profits to social causes. Patagonia's environmental activism and sustainable practices, even encouraging customers to repair rather than replace, demonstrate how organizational values create competitive advantages far more defensible than product features. Strategy without execution is meaningless. Brand position represents the carefully selected portion of identity actively communicated to target audiences. Saturn initially positioned itself as a world-class manufacturer before pivoting to customer relationships, demonstrating how position evolves while maintaining core identity. Execution quality matters 5 times more than spending levels. Breakthrough execution cuts through clutter by shocking audiences, entertaining through creativity, or deeply involving consumers. WordPerfect's bike racing sponsorship built technical credibility more effectively than conventional advertising. Harley-Davidson's HOG events transformed customers into evangelists. Swatch's giant urban watch installations turned cityscapes into brand statements, creating cultural relevance traditional advertising could never achieve. Memorable strategies leverage powerful symbols communicating multiple benefit layers simultaneously. The Energizer Bunny represents longevity and unstoppable determination. The Pillsbury Doughboy embodies freshness and warm comfort. Marlboro Country represents rugged independence. These visual elements become cultural touchstones, creating instant recognition and emotional connections words alone cannot achieve. Tracking completes the cycle through systematic monitoring of position effectiveness and identity resonance. Key metrics include awareness, attribute associations, purchase consideration, and loyalty indicators. Leading brands like Procter & Gamble maintain sophisticated tracking systems, providing early warning of competitive threats while identifying reinforcement opportunities. Without disciplined measurement, brand management remains guesswork rather than science. Modern companies manage complex brand systems, requiring careful orchestration. A brand system serves as both platform for new products and foundation for all brands within it. The relationship must be reciprocal. Understanding brand roles proves essential. Driver brands make purchase decisions happen. Sensor drives Gillette sensor purchases. Endorser brands provide credibility. General Mills endorses Cheerios, lending corporate reputation. Strategic brands warrant significant investment for future success, while others may be milked or divested. Sub-brands distinguish product line parts, Buick Roadmaster versus Buick Riviera. They structure options, augment parent identity, exploit opportunities, or facilitate extensions. Forte Hotels uses 5 distinct sub-brands under one umbrella, each serving different segments while sharing infrastructure. A silver bullet is a sub-brand strategically deployed to transform parent brand image. The San Jose Sharks hockey team serves as a powerful silver bullet for San Jose, transforming its image from nondescript suburb to major league city more effectively than traditional advertising, demonstrating how strategic sub-brand deployment reshapes perceptions and creates cultural relevance. Strong brands enable powerful leverage through line extensions, repositioning, category expansion, and co-branding. Line extensions, like Honey Nut Cheerios, expand user bases, provide variety, energize brands, and block competitor shelf space. Moving downmarket addresses price sensitivity but risks equity erosion. Sub-brands like Kodak Funtime Film protect premium positioning. Moving upmarket escapes margin pressure and captures premium niches. When existing names hinder growth, standalone brands become necessary. Black & Decker created DeWalt for construction professionals because its core brand signaled do-it-yourself homeowners. Range brands span multiple product classes. Honda stretched from small motors to automobiles by maintaining associations of competence, efficiency, and quality engines, requiring core associations rooted in organizational capabilities, values, or personality rather than product attributes. Co-branding leverages partnerships for mutual benefit. Branded ingredients like Hershey's and Betty Crocker mixes gain category distribution. Composite brands like Trix Yoplait Yogurt bundle 2 brands to enhance benefits, creating value neither could deliver independently. Building strong brands requires patience and long-term commitment. Coca-Cola, Nike, and Apple achieved their status by creating comprehensive identity systems and maintaining consistency while evolving thoughtfully. The temptation to abandon established identities during sales declines proves powerful. Miller Lite built the light beer category around male camaraderie, then panicked and switched to forgettable positioning. American Express dropped its successful Membership Has Its Privileges campaign under competitive pressure, only to return later. Brand equity takes years to build, but can be damaged quickly through impatient strategy changes. Strong brands understand that consistency doesn't mean stagnation. Harley-Davidson evolved from outlaw imagery to freedom-seeking outdoor enthusiasts without abandoning its core associations with independence and American heritage. Your challenge? Are you thinking like a product or like a brand? Strong brands result from strategic vision, brilliant execution, and disciplined organizations willing to play the long game. Build something worth believing in, and people won't just buy from you, they'll belong to you.